Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab? Well, we need those strategies, don't we?
As long as we're living.
We need strategies.
And maybe even beyond.
We don't know.
We can't say that much.
Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, POPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Glad that you're with us today. You know, Lauren, one of the great things doing this program is we get to talk to so many different authors and speakers, and we've got one coming to town.
That's right.
That we're going to talk about.
Returning to town.
Yes, yeah. Right. The North Louisiana Jewish Federation is presenting Nancy Rosenfeld, who is the author of 50 Cents for a Life. It's a true story of surviving by synchronicity. Mm-hmm. We've got so much to talk about.
Yes, we do.
With Nancy.
I'm looking forward to hearing her story,
Her father's story, Bernard Rosenfeld. And it is a true story of survival. Mm-hmm. And wow. It's going to be a very, very powerful presentation. It comes up this Sunday, December the 14th. We'll tell you all about that to you. It's all free, but there's going to be a book signing and all kinds of stuff like that and a Q&A afterwards. We'll talk about all of that, but there's limited seating. Mm. It's free, but you need to sign up, and we'll talk about all of that. I'm excited featured Nancy Rosenfeld as our life strategist today.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies for a Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. Who are they? Well, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. Come back with us. You're going to meet Nancy Rosenfeld, author of 50 Cents for a Life, a true story of surviving by synchronicity. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. Body moves and soul align. Catch the rhythm, feel the when skies seem trapped, mind and body, spirits free, living life in harmony.
And welcome into Strategies for Living, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Nancy Rosenfeld. She is the author of 6 nonfiction works exploring transformation and authenticity. She is a former CFO and strategic planning consultant, now a national speaker, author, and artist enjoying life in Maui. Oh, it must be rough. Aloha. Aloha, Nancy.
Aloha. Thank you for welcoming me. It's wonderful to be back in the Shreveport community.
Well, glad to have you back. How long has it been? How long have you been gone?
Well, I graduated from Captain Shreve High School in the late 70s. My parents still lived there, so I visited, but I've been gone decades. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, a proud Gator from the 70s, right?
Yeah. I am.
So you're coming to town. The event is presented by the North Louisiana Jewish Federation, and you're talking about your dad's story. Your dad was Bernard Rosenfeld. So I'm old enough to remember the store in Uptown Shopping Center. I bet some of our listeners will also remember Southern Fashions and Gifts. Did I get that correct?
Almost. Southern Gifts and Fashions. Close enough.
I knew I would cross them up. Southern Gifts. So it was in the Uptown Shopping Center.
Next to Brookshire.
Okay. Yep. All right. And so you and your sisters actually grew up working in the store some, huh?
We did. My favorite thing to do was gift wrapping. I loved interacting with his customers, and we learned a lot about, entrepreneurship and owning a business and being responsible.
Yeah. Sure.
So that was one of the benefits.
So your dad, Bernard Rosenfeld, very well-respected leader here in town, business person in town. He was respected in the Jewish community and also a self-taught artist himself, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, and that's a big part of his story, that helped him heal through a lot of the pain and grief of what happened in his life. And the Shreveport community and the art community welcomed him and allowed him to exhibit at Barnwell and Norton and libraries, banks. So he did a lot in Shreveport.
All right. So he miraculously escaped World War II Europe. Of course, I don't know that we can even fathom the horrors, the heartbreak, all that was going on. Now, did he tell you guys his story growing up? I mean, was this something that was talked about or no?
Never. That's the stunning part of the whole story, is that we knew he was from Lithuania. We knew that he was the youngest of 6 children, and one sister was in Israel, and everybody else was killed. We didn't know when, where, why, how, and he would not speak of it. And it was pretty much just understood in our household, don't go there.
Yeah.
He had a very dominant presence. And if he shook his head, no, you didn't go there.
Yeah.
And so it was almost 50 years after this miraculous escape that the 4 daughters were all adults. He finally wrote a manuscript, mailed it to us in the late 80s, and it was a gut punch, needless to say. It was just horrible, yet his resilience and devotion to family love was uplifting. And he never read the manuscript after he wrote it, and he only spoke in public one time to share it. Wow. It was still too painful for him to speak of the words. He was afraid that the grief would just overtake him. So there's a lot of psychological aspects to the escape and the coping that it was called survivor's guilt when someone has that experience.
Yeah. Do you remember, Nancy, when you received his manuscript? Do you remember when you opened it up and you began to take it in and read it?
Every second of it. I was living in South Florida, got home from work on a Friday afternoon. He had told us that he was mailing us each a package. That's all he told us. And then there was a weighty envelope, a big brown envelope. I opened it, sat on the sofa that Friday afternoon, and the front cover of it was manually typed and then copied in over 100 pages, single lines, not double space, full of photos and documents and then the text. And the cover said, he wrote it to each daughter, and it was called 50 Cents for a Life. And then I sat down and read through the night, just crying and sobbing and using up tissues, and read the next day. And it was almost like I was comatose at the end of 2 days. I couldn't believe the story and the raw, candid, innocent emotions, because the story is told through the lens of a 17-year-old boy from Lithuania.
Wow.
And then it brings it up to date through the time he wrote the book, which was the manuscript, which was 1987.
So you're definitely going to want to, take advantage of this. It's a free event sponsored by the North Louisiana Jewish Federation. Everything kicks off at 2:30 this Sunday. It's at the Agudath Akim Synagogue at 9401 Village Green Drive in Shreveport. So there'll be a welcoming and book signing at 2:30, and then the speaker program begins at 3. Nancy, you'll talk for a little while about 50 Cents for a Life, and then there'll be a Q&A afterward and more book signing, right?
That's right. And also, as a special treat, my father, as I might have mentioned, used painting to help him with his grief.
Yes.
And some of his original paintings will be in and on the stage with me.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite the heartful homecoming to be surrounded by that. And I love the questions and answers. So I invite everybody to come and participate, because there's so many sub-stories to this book, depending on, if you're interested in World War II history, European history, or, what it was like to be travel solo across ocean without anybody knowing that you're traveling.
I can't even imagine the 17-year-old young man and what he had to go through. Wow. Now, the event Sunday, if you want more info, it's info@jewishnla.org, jewishnla.org. And you want to go and make sure you sign up, because it's free, but they're asking for advance registration because of the limited seating. So, and I think there's already quite a buzz going. Yes. I think it's going to be a great gathering. And if that's not enough, 5:00, there's going to be a free community Hanukkah festival. Mm. Yeah, so there you go. So when you finally digested, Nancy, the manuscript that your dad had sent, what was the biggest surprise for you? What was the biggest maybe I could even call it shock. What was the biggest surprise or shock for Nancy?
Well, one was the incredible memory that he had. This had happened almost 50 years earlier, and he had nobody to talk to. He had searched for almost 50 years for even the word of his town. Nothing of his family, and he was holding it in. And so his memory and the effective way that he communicated emotions that just really intrigue you and make you feel the way he felt, I was, quite horrified to learn some of the sad details.
Sure.
And of his family members, but his resilience once he got to America and alone, and the letters stopped from Lithuania, and he had no idea what happened to his family. There was no more communication after late 1940, and he continues on, and he learns to paint as a coping mechanism and works, and he's not a citizen, yet he gets drafted into the U.S. Army and sent back to Europe.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine. 50 cents for a life. Nancy Rosenfels coming to town Sunday, coming back home Sunday, December the 14th, this coming Sunday, 2:30. Is when it all starts at Agudath Hakim Synagogue, 9401 Village Green Drive in Shreveport. And Nancy Rosenfels, author of 50 Cents for a Life and many other books. We're going to talk about some of those too with us today as our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. Much more to learn, much more to come. Stay with us. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, with Nancy Rosenfels today, author of 50 Cents for a Life, true story of surviving by synchronicity. What a wonderful time to be listening to this story during the holiday season, this season where we have endings and beginnings. We celebrate
family
and Hanukkah and Christmas and so much of life, really.
Right.
Light and life.
And resilience.
Yeah.
Because we're wading through the winter, right?
Yeah.
That's a tale of resilience in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. You experienced your dad's artwork as you were growing up, right? How did you look at the artwork
then,
differently?
Yeah, then and then now.
Yeah. What was the,
well,
for you, the transformation in looking at his pieces?
Our house in Broadmoor Terrace growing up was like an art gallery. It was wall-to-wall paintings, and he was prolific, especially after he sold the store and was retired. He would paint, in the book, there's a whole chapter just about his paintings and what they represent. You know, he would paint, 15, 20 paintings a year. In total, he painted about 150 paintings, and many were exhibited in Shreveport. But You know, growing up, I was like any other teenager. You don't really look at them closely
Right.
until later as adults. And in the work, his work changed. He would go through episodes of current day painting, grandsons or my mom himself. And then he would go through a period of memory paintings where he would paint from memory images of Lithuania. And many of them were religious paintings. And those are the ones that will be on display at the synagogue on Sunday. And they were memories of his old traditional synagogue in Lithuania and Torah scrolls and things like that. And then he painted a lot of landscapes. He was fascinated by building structures. He would paint, he would just go through phases. As I became older and more appreciative, I could sense moods. You know, that he, you know, when he was feeling lighthearted, when he was feeling sorrowful. And I want to share something that he had a significant moment in his life that is in the book, and I'll be speaking about it. It was the only time he ever shared his story in public. And it wasn't in Shreveport. And I was writing his bio, and I'll just tell you, it was at the most prestigious, highest regarded educational center of the Holocaust in Washington, D.C., the United States Holocaust Institute there, the museum there. The only time he's ever shared. I asked him, writing his bio, I said, "What do you want to be known for? Do you want to be known for, you know, your resilience and escaping miraculously? Do you want to be known as this successful businessman with only an eighth grade education and a poor handle of English? Do you want to, you know, a father?" He said, "I want to be known as an artist."
That's beautiful.
And I was, that shocked me. I was like, you have so many dimensions, but to him, that filled his heart. And he was kind of like a different person when he was doing neon Saturday nights and having exhibits. He kind of came out of his quiet, stoic, seriousness self and was more engaging. And he participated in centenary college art groups and art clubs. And that was just another side of his personality that it was delightful.
What did watching that, what did that teach you about healing and expression, if anything?
His painting,
Yes, watching him use that and
it
express
taught
himself that
I.
way.
That's a good question because of the four daughters, I definitely tend to be have a lot of similarities with my father's drive and focus, and can get just when I was working on the book, I went into a deep dive of research, being curious about what was going on around him, and so I can get very serious. And then I'm also an artist, and that has happened since I have retired from my professional career. And to watch him feel release and freedom, I think helped me be playful with art. I have a different style than he does, and I love it. I live in Maui, and you know, I'm outside all the time and playing in with color after I am deeply serious writing a book. It's important. It's balance is so important, and I'm very aware of that.
You mentioned that, you know, you began this deep historical research, you know, as you were piecing together his story. What came up within you as you were putting those pieces together, emotionally, psychologically, mentally? What happened within you?
I was shocked. Here's what happened. I was not ready to work on the book for many years. He lived a long life, but he had already passed. And in 2022, after COVID and everything, I pulled out one of his paintings of my dog that was in my closet for 5 years. It was his last painting. And I looked at it and decided I wanted to finish it. I had his paintbrushes.
Oh, wow.
And I promise you, I felt like he was holding my hand because I have never painted such a good painting as that one. And I'm going to show it on Sunday. But shortly thereafter, I was like, okay, I feel ready. I feel ready to start working on his book because our last conversation was, I promise you, Daddy, I will do something with your manuscript. And I started researching to make sure he was spelling the names of places correctly. And I found timelines of World War II by date and place. And I could track, I started tracking his escape in a historical, factual perspective and was shocked at how much that he did not know what was going on around him because his escape was much more dangerous than he ever knew.
Is that some of the synchronicity that's in the in the title?
Absolutely.
Is that part of your? Did you come up with that that subtitle, or he?
I did. Okay. I did. he had been approached to do a documentary in 2009, and they did they interviewed him as soon as possible because they knew he was elderly and they just wanted to get the interview down.
Right.
It was intense. Two full days of interviewing him, and the documentary did not get made because the producer got pulled off, but she gave me a 5-hour video recording of the interview. So I had that, and I had his manuscript.
What a treasure. Wow. Yeah.
And I have original photographs that are over 100 years old. And I have all his correspondence. It was overwhelming in the beginning. How do I start? And then I just got this download message that said, don't try to be perfect and organize it. Just start. And so I started, doing research of what was going on. And it's a completely much bigger story. And in that interview of the documentary, the producer said, it's like he has a pack of angels protecting him every step of the way.
Maybe he did. Yeah.
Well, I never thought of it that way. And then when I started doing the research, and I'll just give you an example. He was able to escape to the first border and he got through. And there's a lot to it, but he got through. And the research tells me that 2 days later, 20,000 troops were at that border.
Wow.
Whoa.
And this is every step, every border. They've either left or they haven't arrived yet. And it continues. It continues after he gets to the United States and then he gets drafted. Things happen in Europe that are synchronicity. And then later in life, some major milestone moments occur that we'll talk about. One is this speaking opportunity in Washington, D.C. was complete synchronicity. He felt like he was supposed to live.
Yeah.
And he's troubled by that because his family died horrible deaths. So he's troubled by the fact that he was able to live. He also recognized he was given many blessings.
Right.
Yeah.
There's one place on Sunday at 2:30 that we all need to be, and that's the Agudath Hakim Synagogue, 9401 Village Green Drive in Shreveport. Our life strategist today, Nancy Rosenfeld, will be speaking 50 Cents for a Life. It's a true story of Surviving by Synchronicity. Bernard Rosenfeld is her father, and she's telling the story. All begins at 2:30. Program begins, the speaking begins at 3 o'clock, followed by Q&A afterward, and a community Hanukkah festival at 5 o'clock. So sign up. info@jewishnla.org. It's free, but because of limited seating, need to sign up and register. We'll be back with Nancy Rosenfeld today on Strategies in just a moment.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
Welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Such a special event coming Sunday, December the 14th, this coming Sunday. And it's free. The North Louisiana Jewish Federation is bringing Nancy Rosenfeld, who is the author, co-author with Bernard Rosenfeld, her father, of 50 Cents for a Life. It's a true story of surviving by synchronicity. You know, notice I'm not going to ask where the title came from.
That's good, because I'm not going to tell you.
See, I just knew you were going to take that. You know, I just knew you were going to go there. I just had that feeling. But maybe
they'll have to read to find out.
Yeah, folks can come, get the book signed, listen to your presentation Sunday. Maybe you'll give a hint there. I don't know. We'll see. But what an intriguing title, 50 Cents for a Life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you went on and pursued, you had a very successful entrepreneurial career yourself, Nancy. And then you pursued, could we say, a very helping, you really got into the helping professions, if you would. How much did, say, growing up, and I know you didn't know until you were an adult what had mm-hmm. happened with your father, but how much did that maybe unconsciously mm-hmm. impact and guide
like what
you?
What you felt but didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much did you think that influenced your work and what you ended up doing?
Well, my parents influenced me a lot. I mean, they were both business, financial, but also creative and arts. We grew up in that house, that kind of household. And they were very up to date with current events and took leadership roles. So what influenced me was not to be a passive participant in life, but to be an active participant mm-hmm. and to take roles that I believed in and felt passion for. My father, I think, taught me a lot about the importance of hard work and discipline and expression. You know, later in life, when I recognized his artwork was helping him heal,
right,
it just showed me that that's another avenue, another method of expression. There's a lot of methods of expression. And I think what is so important, the message was that there's positive outlets of expression, whether it's cooking, fishing, running, writing, art. And so in my life, I was always very active. And my parents instilled that activity in me. Mm-hmm. When it came to balance, because I was working and enjoying my career greatly. And then after decades, I was done and right. decided I would just travel. I had already been speaking and writing on different topics. But now the artwork came back. And I think we have subconsciously and consciously role models in our life. My mother was an influence in trying new things. Mm-hmm. And she was this is kind of funny. She was the one that introduced us to health food and would take us on vacations to try something strange like snow skiing. Oh. And and art. I mean, we grew up going to, my parents took us to Marjorie Lyons Theater. Mm-hmm. We went to musicals. We all danced. We were all creative and artistic in some way, each of my sisters. And it was a rich household in that sense, that artistic, creative. And to this day, what's so important to me is balance. Mm-hmm. Like I had said before, is to balance the work, the serious side, because I still do some financial work and consulting work. But to do the, you know, I love to be at the ocean. Yeah. I love to paint and writing. So writing for me is how I get it all out, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And painting for me is play.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, and some people make music.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's so important. We need that positive outlet. And I see what a difference it made for my father, because he didn't have anyone to talk to in Shreveport.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Chicago or New York, where there's big immigrant communities with resource centers. Right. That's not where they were. But he, you know, he did the best he could, and art was his healing salve, if you will.
Yeah. Mm. I'm looking at some of the other books that you've authored and co-authored, and Finding Joy Amidst the Chaos, A Left Brain Thinker on a Right Brain Journey, A Path to Higher. You're going to have, obviously we're talking about the 50 Cents for a Life today, your father's story, but you're going to have to come back.
Yeah.
And
I would love that.
Be a life strategist. By the way, you earned your life strategist stripes.
Oh yeah.
A moment ago.
In the first few minutes.
Oh, in the first. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, just insane when you had all of this and you decided you were going to do it just to begin.
Don't be perfect.
Yeah. Just start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You earned your life strategist stripes right there.
Well, and so, I mean, I have a photograph of sorting out all his files. He was incredible with keeping records and sorting out his files. And if I probably never would have started if I waited to get everything organized.
Yeah.
And that was a lesson for me, just start. And then I self-edited, and after 4 edits, I got the message, just finish it. You know? It's like, just get the book out. Yeah. And
that was either dad or one of his angels.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And I think any artist has experienced that.
Yes.
And I think that a big message of his life and his story is to have respect. For us to learn to have respect for others' life stories. Mm.
Yes.
And there's so much richness to learn. And that awareness helps us in understanding, you know, we're humans. We come to the table with a different life story, having no idea what your life story is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to make me a broader minded individual. And more, I think there's more creativity there.
Yeah.
It opens the mind. Right. It opens the mind for new connections, mm-hmm. that can lead to new solutions, introductions. It's one more story of expanding our horizons by learning from other stories.
Absolutely.
And
we all need to be at Agudath Akin Synagogue Sunday, December the 14th. 2:30 is when everything starts. There's a book signing. Program begins at 3:00, and it's in Shreveport at 9401 Village Green Drive. Need to sign up, but it's free, and so we all need to gather and hear this story. 50 Cents for a Life. Nancy Rosenfeld, our life strategist today. We'll be right back here on Strategies for Living. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. I know where we're going to be Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
this coming Sunday.
Hope to see everybody else.
Yeah. Wow. North Louisiana Jewish Federation bringing Nancy Rosenfeld, 50 Cents for a Life, true story of surviving by synchronicity. It's the story of her dad, Bernard Rosenfeld. Nancy, we've covered a lot of ground. What do you really want people to take away from our conversation here today?
Thank you. The one idea is perseverance, that even when paths look impossible or look like they don't even exist, to just trust that something can happen and it's beyond what the mind or imagination can create. Just hold on, because that's what he did. He just held on that something magical or mysterious would happen. Also, respecting others' life stories and cultural differences helps us become more evolved humans. And lastly, to find a positive outlet to express your feelings, your emotions, your ups and downs, whatever it is, that's what helped save him.
What a gift. Yeah. What a Christmas, Hanukkah gift of light that we could all give ourselves by coming together this coming Sunday. All begins at 2:30 at Agudath Akam Synagogue, 9401 Village Green Drive. Info at jewishnla.org. It's all free, but sign up. There'll be the program starts at 3 o'clock. There'll be a Q&A and book signing afterward, and the Hanukkah Festival at 5 o'clock afterwards. Nancy, thank you so much for being a great life strategist today on Strategies for Living.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
And folks, thank you. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors making all of this possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX, we train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center. Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies too. SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who was it that you'd call? What is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Nancy Rosenfeld, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.